UK Government to Investigate Critical Race Theory Lessons in Brighton Schools. By Nathaniel Charles on February 7, 2022. The UK's Department of Education is set to investigate Brighton and Hove City Council after reports surfaced that up to 300 educators in the area are teaching concerning CRT-style race theories. Education Secretary Nadhim Zahawi has announced that officials from the Department of Education will be investigating Brighton Council following reports of illegal and potentially racist content being taught by up to 300 teachers in Brighton schools. Breitbart London reported in January that around 300 teachers from Brighton schools have undertaken divisive racial training, described as Racial Literacy 101 sessions. So far, which are said to be intended to inform specific racial literacy-focused lessons for pupils at school. It was revealed in a report from The Telegraph that primary school children, as young as 7, are currently being taught at school that they are not racially innocent because of the CRT-informed belief that white people are at the top of the racial hierarchy. Zahawi told The Telegraph that reports like this one are so concerning, and that these issues can be incredibly divisive if covered in the wrong way. And I am clear, as is the law in the country, that any contested theories and opinions must not be presented to young people as facts. My officials are in contact with Brighton and Hove Council to further understand the exact nature of these materials, Zahawi continued. Speaking to Breitbart former teacher turned GB News host Calvin Robinson, who self-describes as being of mixed racial heritage, described the racial training as wicked and wrong. To teach young people that they are inherently racist and guilty of being white is not just a contested idea. It is an abhorrent viewpoint and has no place in education, Robinson said. This idea of ancestral sin has become very popular among the hard left, the premise being that children are somehow guilty of the sins of their ancestors, regardless of what their involvement may or may not have been during the transatlantic slave trade. It's anti-white discrimination, racism. Any other form of racism would be stamped out immediately. So we must do the same here, Robinson continued. The former teacher also said he was glad to see the education secretary stepping in, as we've had enough rhetoric from the government. We need them to start enforcing the political neutrality laws schools should already be obeying. Brighton's leftist council has a long history of endorsing so-called anti-racism talking points, with the council declaring the Seaside City to have the first anti-racist local authority in July 2020 after 10,000 people marched for BLM in the city and 1,700 people, now 2,463, signed a petition demanding the city be declared anti-racist. The Green Party's councillor Hannah Clare, who is the deputy leader and chair of the Children, Young People and Skills Committee for Brighton and Hove City Council, has defended the city's decision to teach critical race theory, which is currently prohibited by the government to be taught as fact in schools, and claimed that teaching CRT is simply talking about racism. Speaking in defense of CRT, Clare told BBC Radio Sussex's Alison Ferns last week, "Critical race theory is being used as a bogeyman here. And can I be clear what critical race theory actually is? Critical race theory is the idea that racism is part of everyday life. This isn't some covert thing, it's been going on for over a year," she said. The hard left counselor also suggested that white people potentially experienced benefits from their race and that was something the training aimed to tackle in schools, as well as teach how white privilege and institutional racism impacts our city's pupils and staff. Clare also attempted to suggest that there was widespread support for this training because of the large number of signatures on the city's BLM petition. That petition had 2,463 signatures out of Brighton's 290,395 population and, remarkably, the petition launched against the city teaching CRT in schools now has nearly twice as many signatories, the Daily Mail reports. Brighton Council's deputy leader finished her interview by comparing the Holocaust to the racism people have experienced in recent years in Britain, as a way of justifying why it is acceptable to teach children about critical race theory. Adrian Hart of the Don't Divide Us campaign group told the program that forcing children to constantly ponder their skin color serves to disrupt their sense of who they are. It creates a sense of guilt and responsibility for white kids and a sense of victimhood on their black and brown friends, Hart said.